A discussion after a suicide can help support vulnerable people who are at risk, or it can help push them in that direction. A lot depends on the words used to describe the event. Usually, those who take their life are alone, and most people won't hear about it. But four recent suicides in Hooper Bay and the very public death of a man who killed himself inside the Denina Convention Center at the end of the annual AFN convention on Saturday has Alaskans and Alaska news media grappling with the right way to report without sensationalizing deaths that result from suicide. Eric Boyer is a training coordinator at UAA's Center for Human Development. He says everyone in Alaska can play a role in preventing suicide.
We know current research in 2015 says that there's a greater number of people impacted by a suicide than we originally thought. Actually, past research said that 6 people were directly impacted by a suicide. In this year, we now know it's closer to 25 per person, which means there's a lot of people impacted. So when we pull together, support those who have been impacted by a suicide, with support for the healing and grief, that is directly can support preventing future suicides. We know suicide is preventable in the public health realm. It's not 100%. Their suicides can still occur. So when they do, we really want to take those opportunities to support those individuals ongoing, but also be aware of those who are around them.
Last spring, I talked to an Anchorage Police Department APD detective who said there had been at least 8 suicides in Anchorage in the month of May, not statewide, just Anchorage, in 1 month. Yet there are no notices of suicides from APD. They send out Nexel alerts to the public on a wide range of accidents, road closures, gun violence, anything else practically that the public should be aware of, except for suicides. There were no news reports. Does this approach make sense to you?
No. If we never, ever talk about suicide, it will stay a mystery. People will not understand what it looks like or how they can intervene, and they'll think, well, it's the state's job to deal with this, or it's an expert's job. And the reality is a public health approach is only going to work if every Alaskan gets involved, learn some of the basic things, and know that they can intervene in a safe way to support somebody who is struggling with wanting to live or not.
So, Eric, what would you like to see going forward? Do you think APD should send out notices about suicide? What's the balance between not triggering more people to lean in that self-destructive direction, but still make sure we're informing the public of these alarming numbers?
You know, when a suicide happens, it impacts everybody. And generally speaking, people find out about it on social media these days. To kind of, you know, head that off, I think we find a way. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I think those groups, you know, are looking at this, and I think they're finding ways that they're going to have to come to the table and talk and agree that this is the best practice for getting the word out and to support communities for healing and preventing future suicides. I think that's a critical component. Just in the last few weeks, I know these organizations have been talking, and we're actively playing a support role for them to say, you know, how can we move towards this?
Eric Boyer is a suicide prevention expert at UAA. Alaska's Suicide Prevention and Crisis Support Helpline is 1-877-266-HELP.